President's Press Conference, May 24th, 1951.
Please be seated. I want to read you a reminder, and then you can ask me questions. I just want to remind you that next Wednesday is Memorial Day, and that we all have a duty on that day to pray for permanent peace as well as to honor the heroes of past wars. In the proclamation, which I issued on May 23rd, 1950, pursuant to a joint resolution of the Congress, I proclaimed each succeeding Memorial Day as a day of prayer for permanent peace, and suggested 11 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Daylight Saving Time, as an appropriate time for each American, according to his own religious faith, to beg divine aid in bringing enduring peace to a troubled world. I call then, and I call again, upon the press, radio, television, and other media of public information to participate in this observance. This proclamation was first issued before the communist aggression, which made it necessary for the free nations to turn back the invaders in Korea. With our men and the men of other free nations fighting this Memorial Day in Korea, it is more important than ever that we join every one of us in praying for the peace, which is our objective. We'll have copies of this available when you go out, and I hope you'll see this get proper circulation. I'm ready for questions now.
Some of the Democratic Committee at Denver have indicated that they would follow your preferences in the selection of the convention cities. Do you have any preferences between Chicago and Philadelphia?
No. That's the matter that the committee has to pass on. Either city is good. I've been at both places and had a good time. Nominated the winning ticket in both places.
Philadelphia seemed to work better in the last time.
Well, Philadelphia was a little more controversial, but it came out all right. Well, I'm not sure about that. Depends on your viewpoint. Well, that's mighty nice of him, and I appreciate what he has to say. That's still good.
I wonder if the rocket picked up over General MacArthur changed his mind.
No. We want to know if the rocket picked up over the great general from the Far East had changed my mind as to my ideas on the presidency for the next 4 years. Has no effect on us whatever. Please is still open. I said it has no effect on us. Please is still open, Tony.
Would you care to elaborate on that,
Mark? Oh, yes, that's correct. But then that doesn't close the gate to anybody else making up here. You see, the Democratic Party is a little different from other parties. Anybody in the world who wants to can run for the nomination for president in the Democratic Convention, and a lot of people do, always. And Mrs. Truman has never been very enthusiastic about my holding public office, but she's had to put up with it for 30 years. And I don't blame her at all. She and I understand each other. Well, I think I told you, all you people that are interested in that sort of thing, that I'd give you plenty of notice so you could get your suitcases packed in plenty of time. Now, when the time comes around, I'll make an announcement, if it does come around, so that you have plenty of time to get ready to go with me. And I know all of you want to go. I didn't understand the
question. Your column for the Philippines is in town and stands for Patrick Davis. You kept him in town.
Well, I've seen him, and whenever an ambassador wants to see me, I always see him. I saw him when he first came back.
President,
if you should just act your magic, which thing is the rebuild the country on the one off or some political problem?
Well, of course, that nut would have to take care of itself at the time, but the objective would be to tell the truth and the facts about domestic and foreign policy, just as I did in 1948. When the people have the facts, you can't fool them. Well, now, that's a hypothetical question, and not one that I can answer at this press conference. Well, I've heard something about that. There's something like that going on in 1948, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know anything about any such reports, but I get a report from the economic advisors who are there for that purpose every week, and those reports are always available for...
This is one that goes back to your memorandum following the so-called differences between the Treasury and the Federal Reserve.
That report has been under consideration. I have no comment to make on it as yet because I have not analyzed it as completely as I want to. I think the Secretary of State answered that question very fully yesterday.
Mr. President, have you any thoughts on the situation in Iran? For example, do you favor off
sanctions? Well, I want to answer you again, as I did the other gentleman over there, Eddie, that the Secretary of State answered that very fully yesterday. If you read his comments and some of his press conference, you find that you have the answer. Well, I think you would read a little history. You'll find that the first term of any president is the term to which he's elected.
So that, given the hypothetical situation, if you were a candidate, the next term you would be running for would be your second term.
Right? Yes, but that wouldn't make any difference for the simple reason that I'm exempted from that amendment anyway.
Well, I was speaking still only of the tradition, not of the...
Well, let's cross that bridge when the time comes to do it.
Would you care to express your views on the tenure of the presidency?
No. I'll do that at a later date.
In New York, two long-standing vacancies in the United States District Court.
That's correct.
The lawyer association has asked to appoint Lloyd Paul
Fletcher and Mr. Zimmer. Is there any comment on that? I have him under consideration, and yes, I have him under consideration along with several others.